miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD, a passionate show that helps you take control of your health so you can live at the highest level possible till very near the end. In the first hour, by the way, we are pre-recorded today, so it is very different than our usual shows. You can't call in or email in. I can't handle those because you won't be doing it live, meaning when you hear the show, and by the time you hear it, I will have been gone to a different place, if you will, so I apologize. But this will resume live shows next week. But for this week, we are, in fact, pre-recorded. And in the first hour, and you can always listen to us, by the way, and get podcasts, but go to RadioMD.com, then go to click on the archives of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can hear all our shows, I think back 15 years now. We're only in our 15th year. Rather, we're in our 16th year, but we only have 15 years pre-recorded shows on the site. That is the prior shows, 15 a little plus more. But in the first hour, we had Jenny Santy, The Giving Way to Happiness, a wonderful book where she talks about her time as a advisor to people who had earned an awful lot of money, and or even those who earned moderate amounts of money, and wanted to set up a foundation or work with a foundation or give money to others. It's a very interesting book. And you say, well, is it just for the wealthy? And the answer is no. What she did was figure out things that all of us could do and how we could, in fact, do better, if you will, by figuring out what our kids like to do and how they would do it and how we could do that, in fact, to giving what your children wanted to give, what your children wanted to do. So that's part of what we're talking about. The major message of her book, I think, is that if you give and give for passion, and if you find a passion that you want to partake in, whether it is giving time or giving energy or helping other people figure out how to give of themselves, that brings you happiness because of the purpose and just the joy of it. And she goes into the biology of it as well, but that really isn't the greatness of it. The greatness of what she does in this book and effort is for all of us to find joy. And so you can find out more about her book at Jenny Santy, SANTI.com, or the joy, or the I almost forgot the name of the book, The Giving Way to Happiness. It's on sale now, and it's a Penguin book. And the stories in it are just wonderful, too. I mean, there are great stories that you'll want to read, such as about Richard Rockefeller, who is a physician and member of the Rockefeller family, but hid himself, or was a physician, hid himself from general view, and all the stories he has on why he did that and what he did to give back and how he tended to try and live his life as a normal person. And in fact, the burden of having the name Rockefeller, I suppose it's the burden of having the name Gates, if you will. The major stories that I want to cover this week, and did so in a little bit in the first hour, but we'll cover much more. The latest data, diabetes down, obesity up. Can it be? And the answer is no. You'll have to go to the first hour to find out why it is the change in population of Hispanics versus non-Hispanics and of old versus young that makes that such that we are increasing our rate of diabetes really substantially. We also talked about the fact that if you do more than 10 minutes on a treadmill test, for each additional minute you did in this 25-year study, over those 25 years, you had a 15% decrease in your risk of having a chronic disease. That's really remarkable. So that by the time you get to be, if you will, go through that period of time and look at that, if you do the maximum physical activity, which is four things, if you do those maximum, you're about 9 years younger if you're a woman, 8.1 years younger if you're a guy. What are those four things? Well, the first is, you know that one already, 10,000 steps a day. It's one of my resolutions. 10,000 steps a day, no excuses. I looked at myself and I missed 2 or 3 days a month on average, and there should be no day I miss. So travel days, I try and get up early and do it, but some days I only get 6,000 or 7,000 or 8,000. I always make it up. Usually the next day that I can do it, but rather than just do a makeup of 14,000 steps, I should do that 14,000 and never miss the 10,000. So I vowed that as one of my resolutions. Two is to do resistance training 30 minutes a week, especially of the core. The third one is 40 jumps a day. I've been missing that in the colder weather, and so I've got to start doing the jumping no matter whether it's cold or warm weather. And the fourth is 21 minutes of cardio at 80% or more of your maximum adjusted heart rate, 3 times a week. Now, what's your maximum adjusted heart rate? Well, the easy way of figuring is 220 minus your age, but for women it's a little less than that. It's 208 minus 80% of your age. Don't worry about it. Just do 220 minus your age and come close to the 80% for the full 21 minutes. You do those four things, you're, in fact, 9 years younger if you're a woman, 8.1 years younger than a man. And, in fact, if you do all of what we call the six behaviors, or get to the six endpoints. No cotinine in your urine, don't smoke, avoid toxins. Second is have a normal blood pressure, 120, less than 125 systolic, less than 85 diastolic, or do that physical activity, those four physical activities we just mentioned. Three, have a normal fasting blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C, eat a Mediterranean diet. Four, is, or eat a Mediterranean diet. These are habit, the endpoints in the habits. For LDL cholesterol, less than 100. If you don't have cardiovascular disease, less than 130. If you don't have cardiovascular disease, less than 100. If you do, if you will, manage stress and have only a little alcohol. Five, a weight less than half your height, or that should be a waist less than half your height, or eat a Mediterranean diet. And the last behavior is have only a little alcohol, or from a endpoint, get all your immunizations up to date. I know those aren't exactly right, and manage stress. If you do those six behaviors, six endpoints, you have a 80% to 90% less chance of having a chronic disease and a disability by the same age that you would have had without those things. So that's those are the main things. If we said something you should get to, those are the things. And if we do that, that $3 trillion in healthcare spending that we have now can stay the same, and we as a society don't have to spend more and more and more and more on healthcare like we did last year, and ruin our society by spending more and more, not having enough for social programs, not having enough for research to develop new jobs, not having it enough for all those other things like defense that are so important to maintenance of society. So those are the key things that I want to go over, and we'll come back and go over more of those in just a few seconds on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And I'm also going to talk to you about why Stan Hazen deserves a Nobel Prize. We'll be right back.
Eight. It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're going to go through a lot of interesting things this period of time, but we want to thank you for listening at this time of giving thanks. We're, in fact, pre-recorded today, and thanks to Engineer Ben for making it possible, as well as the people at RadioMD. We are the passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. Let me give you another headline from the news this week. U.S. life expectancy flat for third straight year at almost 79. And now let me read you some things that were in that article from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. It says, infant mortality dropped again slightly to a record low. The top 10 causes of death remain the same: heart disease, cancer, respiratory diseases like emphysema and bronchitis, accidents and unintentional injuries, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, flu and pneumonia, kidney disease, and suicide. And it says death rates fell significantly for five of those causes. The largest increase, Alzheimer's disease. Suicide and unintentional categories, a category that includes falls, traffic accidents, and drug overdoses, each went up by about 3%. And, if you will, but the key is infant mortality dropped, and if you look at it, life expectancy at age 65 for the total population was 19.3 years. So if you make it to age 65, you're going to make it to age 84 on average. 20.5 for females and 18.0. So men to 83, women to 85. So they live a little longer. The difference in life expectancy between males and females decreased 0.1 years to 2.5 years in a difference. Now you say, well, wait a second. You said these are changing, but you said that life expectancy was the same for the last 3 years. Yes, and in fact, let me read you another thing. The age-adjusted death rate for the total population decreased 1% to a record low of 720. How can, if the deaths decrease, how can the expected life expectancy stay the same? Age-adjusted death rates decreased significantly from 2013 for non-Hispanic black males by 2.1%, non-Hispanic black females by 1.3%, non-Hispanic white males by 0.5%, non-Hispanic white females by 0.7%, Hispanic males by 2%, Hispanic females by 2%. If you're decreasing the death rate for all of those, how come our age-adjusted rate is staying the same? And the answer is because there are more people in the population of Hispanic and black than non-Hispanic white. And because of those differences, that is, the Hispanic populations have shorter life expectancies and the black populations have shorter life expectancies than the whites. And consequently, as we shift the populations, even though we're all living longer, the total for the United States is staying the same. So it's a little bit of misunderstanding for the headline to read that, in fact, life expectancy for the third straight year has stayed the same. It's actually increased for all of us. But just because the populations have shifted in prevalence, and the Hispanics are growing in population and were dying earlier, their, in fact, life expectancy is increasing by 2% for men and 2.5% for women. So everyone's is increasing. It's just that our demographics have shifted enough so that for the total population, it doesn't look like we're living longer, but we really are. Each of us is living longer. It's just that the demographics have changed so much that we aren't getting as much overall benefit for the population as a whole. It's a tough concept to understand. So let me go over an easy concept to understand. Is your hair falling out too quickly? Well, tell you what, grab 60 hair follicles, hairs in your hands, pinch them, it's about the size of a quarter, and pull slowly. If you get more than 10 in your hand after you've pulled, meaning you actually can pull the hair out, you have too fast hair loss and need to think about treatments, whether you use Rogaine or Rogaine foam, if you will, or whether you try and block your testosterone level and increase your estrogen level, right? Estrogen is hair's salvation. When you're pregnant, that is, when women are pregnant, the hair blossoms incredibly. It's a sign of fertility, is that extra hair. Well, sign of manliness is a bald head, because that means you got so much testosterone as you're killing your hair follicles. So that's a little bit of hair. So if you get more than 10 hairs on pulling that coin-sized bit of hair out, you're losing hair too fast, and you need to see a dermatologist or someone else about getting a prescription or figuring out how to treat it. When we've run through a whole bunch of stories now, and I'm going to keep running through them, if you will, and so, because there's such interesting stories this week. So U.S. life expectancy, we've talked about that. Study shows it's never too soon to get fit. This is the people who were in great shape, and they're mostly in their 20s. For each extra minute, we went over that on the treadmill, they decrease their risk of dying over the next 25 years by 15%. The study shows, in fact, that I'll go back to studies I like, if you will. This one is, it's very tough to eat sugar-free. The myth of sugar-free drinks and candy, study shows they can wreak havoc on your teeth. If you've ever grabbed a sugar-free drink for your kids instead of juice because you think it's safe for those darling pearly whites, you might want to think your decision. The researchers tested 15 soft drinks sold in schools on healthy human molars that had been extracted, and found that all of them led to significant erosion of dental enamel. No difference between the sugar and the sugar-free drink. Yes, sugar can destroy teeth when it's fermented by bacteria that produces acid, but remember that cola is really great. In the Dr. Oz show, I used Coke, if you will, and Diet Coke as a great thing for cleaning up, if you will, a toilet that was dirty. And so that's one of the things that you can do. Is the best use of Coke, in my opinion, as shown on that show, was in fact getting rid of stains in a toilet bowl. But you'll want to see, you can see that on Dr. Oz, on the DrOz.com channel, or on ShareCare.com. Go to the Dr. Oz show and you'll see it. We're going to talk about why spicy food actually decreases your weight in the next hour, but I want to show, I want to go over one more subject if we can. I think I've got enough time, a full minute, to cover it in this period of time. If you sleep late on weekends and sleep normal time weekdays, you're what we have social jet lag. Social jet lag means that you're jet lagged because of the time you sleep. And I found out this true, that social jet lag increases your risk of heart disease and diabetes substantially. That isn't what I found out in personal life. It also zaps your energy level. So if you go to bed, and that's one of my things, so I said I'm going to go over putting a stop-do list rather than a to-do list this year. Another thing is to go to bed 1 hour earlier every night, including on the weekend, so that I get more sleep regularly. That gives me more energy to have 10K a day, no excuses, and remember to throw out stuff like my radio show. I shouldn't save every one of these, if you will, scripts that I use. We'll be right back.
Who says you have to be young to feel young? You can experience that exuberant energy in many stages of your life, but sometimes you may need a little help. If you're not feeling that kind of energy, it may not have anything to do with your age, but instead the production of testosterone in your body. Michael's Naturopathic Programs has a formula for that. Michael's Testosterone Factors contains the essential nutrients that support the production of testosterone naturally. This comprehensive formula is a combination of vitamins, amino acids, and select herbs that are ideal for proper male hormone production. Feel young again by getting the support you need with Testosterone Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find it at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or go to michaelshealth.com and check out our full line of naturopathic formulations for all your health needs. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S health.com. Michael's Naturopathic Programs. Tried and truthful.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For more than 45 years, Barbara's has created delicious cereals and snacks made with simple, wholesome ingredients you and your family can trust. Barbara's breakfast and snack items are lower sugar, higher protein options, free of artificial ingredients and colors, with the majority of its product profile non-GMO Project Verified. Committed to better health and better taste, Barbara's gives families real, wholesome food that's tasty too. Check out all of the products at Barbara's.com.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, this is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? First, I had to decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more, so I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore, and frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up impossible. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Brooks reports research that supports a link between inflammation and depression and adds to the literature by associating inflammation with specific symptoms of depression, including sleep troubles, lack of energy, and appetite. Investigators tested the hypothesis that the association between something we measure commonly, your highly specific C-reactive protein, a measure of inflammation, and depression, is in fact true. And it is. The findings were published in JAMA Psychiatry. So here's data that shows that you get inflammation, you get depression. What else do you get with inflammation? Well, remember, the leading cause of inflammation, as far as we can find it, is in fact the food you eat and your microbiomes, that is the bacteria inside you, changing the food you eat into inflammatory media. They don't do it purposely. They're only after the carbon and the hydrogen and the oxygen. They're after the things that give them energy. And the side effects, they put those side effects of red meat and egg yolks out in your poop, if you will, but you absorb some of that poop in the small stuff, in butyl-betaine and trimethylamine, and those things get in you and cause inflammation, which causes heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, wrinkling of your skin, all those things from aging of your arteries. It causes your inflammatory system to not fight infections or cancer cells as well, so it increases your risk of dying from cancer and infections. And it increases dementia, and it increases depression. So food is really incredibly important. Next week, we will tell you what Stan Hazen told us and told me. I got to ride with this guy who should get a Nobel Prize. He is magnificent in the science he's done and how you can prevent inflammation from the food you eat. I can't tell you till next week because it's embargoed, but next week I'll spill the beans on what you can do if you have to eat meat, if you have to eat egg yolks, if you have to eat milk protein, those things that cause inflammation just by your bacteria as a side product of them getting the carbon and the hydrogen from what you eat. They put out these side products. They're just waste to them. They're putting it out in their poop. They don't want it. But when they put it out, it's into your poop, and you absorb that stuff through your, as it transmits through your intestine, causing you inflammation, causing you to have problems. Now, let me go on another subject. How do you know when you're going to die? Well, the most constant predictor is when the telomeres on your stem cells gets too short. What's another predictor that also is really good at predicting? It's when you stop fighting infections specifically and start just fighting, looking for the invaders. So we have a non-specific inflammatory system, a non-specific immunity, if you will. What things that block us, such as your skin and such as you get red and absorbed and some of your white cells come over and beat the heck out of it. But those specific cells, the ones that give you immunity against the flu or other things when you get a shot, we know that you're going to die when you stop putting out those reflexes as well. And those, that specific immunity is one of the keys. So how do you retain that? Well, you're going to have to come back next week as well, because we're going to talk about that next week. Let me go and talk about some of the stuff that's really new and hot this week and that was, again, brought up. So one of the stories that was brought up, and I'm going to give you a hint by what I'm going to do right now. That's right. I just had a sip of coffee because compared to non-drinkers, coffee consumption is related to a decreased rate of dying. That's right, lower mortality, lower risk of heart disease, lower risk of all those things associated with arterial aging and inflammation, but also lower risk of cancer and lower risk of dementia and lower risk of depression. So all of those things go with total coffee, higher consumption of total coffee, caffeinated coffee, and decaffeinated coffee. How do we know that? Well, it was in the total and cause-specific mortality among 74,000 women in the Nurses' Health Study, 93 women in the Nurses' Health Study Phase 2, 40,557 men in the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study. So during these 4 million, this is an incredibly big study, an important study, in these 4 million, almost 5 million person years of follow-up, 19,000 women and 12,000 men died. Remember, there are many more women in the study. And compared to non-drinkers, coffee consumption. Now, who benefits? It's those people who have fast metabolizers. Who doesn't benefit from coffee consumption? Those people who are slow metabolizers. 12% of us are, or 13%, 12 to 13%. How do you tell if you're a slow metabolizer? Well, you get headaches, or you get anxiety, or you get gastric upset, or you get abnormal heartbeats. That's right. Those are the things that are associated with slow metabolism. If you have a cup of coffee, normal cup of coffee, in a one-hour period, if you get those, if you're sipping the coffee over the 1 hour and you get those, then you're a slow metabolizer. Don't have coffee. You can not even benefit from decaffeinated. Everybody else, that is the 88% of us who are fast metabolizers, we benefit from more coffee is better from a point of getting decreased depression, decreased Alzheimer's disease, decreased Parkinson's disease, decreased cancer, decreased infections, decreased heart disease, stroke, memory loss, decreased impotence, and decrease in even wrinkling of your skin, all from that little coffee. How many aspirin should you have? Well, in fact, Stan Hazen's data on inflammation from diet answers that question, and we'll tell you about that next week. I can't tell you about it this week, other than to say, yes, we were right. 2 baby aspirin with a half a glass of warm water before and after is better from the data that we have prior to Stan Hazen and even now. I'm going to stick with that and just tell you that's what the data looks like, but you'll have to come back and we'll give you the specifics from Stan Hazen's data next week. What do you do to protect yourself from colds and flu? Well, in fact, it's washing your hands and using these hand sanitizers and using the hand wipes when you go on an airplane. Make sure you use them big league. How about breastfeeding? Is that good for moms and babies too? And the answer is yes. Breast milk may provide the ideal nourishment for an infant, but 2 recent studies are putting a different spin on the bottle versus breast debate, suggesting it is the mothers and not just the babies who have much to gain from breastfeeding. Breastfeeding promotes cardiovascular health, including a healthy blood pressure. It's a win-win because it's good for the baby too. For all the women who want to do something to reduce breast cancer, this is doable, and that's part of the debate. That's right, the breast gland is immature and unable to do its job, which is to make milk until it goes through that full-term pregnancy. Breastfeeding forces the breasts to finally grow up and get a job, make milk, and show up for work every day and every night and stop fooling around, and that's good for mom and good for baby. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm going to recap and tell you in case you missed it. And we'll go over in the next segment what we went over already today. We'll talk about that great book, The Giving Way to Happiness, that we talked about by Jenny Santi, jennysanti.com, and all the stories that we have today that are so wonderful and so important to you. Stay tuned on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. means. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live at the highest point till very near the end. The best point with less disability. And that's what Radio MD is all about, too. It's staying well. All those key things. Remember, the big six things, if you will. No toxins, avoid tobacco, manage your stress, drink only a little alcohol at a time, but do drink alcohol if you're not subject to alcohol or drug abuse. Use a Mediterranean diet, not the current Mediterranean diet, but the one in the past, with very little cheese, with very little milk products, with a lot of plants. That is vegetables and fruits and very little meat. That's really, and then olive oil as the main, if you will, cooking oil, or you can use canola oil and olive oil. And avocados are good, yes. All those things that the Greeks ate in the past, with the exception we don't want you to have much cheese, they didn't, or much meat, they didn't. Those are the best things. And then do physical activity, all four components. Manage stress, as we said, only a little alcohol. You do those things, keep your blood pressure normal, keep your LDL cholesterol normal, keep your fasting blood sugar normal, your waist half the height, no cotinine or tobacco end products in your urine, and you're managing stress, and guess what? You'll have 80 to 90% less. All the other things we talk about, those are nice and interesting, but they're frills. Yeah, so someone has just written me and said, if frills, coffee? no coffee and caffeinated things for the 88% of us who are fast metabolizers. And that's one of the things, in case you missed it, so we went over how you determine whether you're fast metabolizer or slow and why it is so beneficial in decreasing cancer by 9 different cancers by 40% or more. Same with 2-baby aspirin. Incredible. No one's done the two together. We don't know whether coffee and aspirin give you 70% or 80% reduction in cancers, but we do know that avoiding toxins and doing those other 5 major things decrease your risk of cancer, and in fact all chronic diseases, by 80% to 90%. Other things that we want to cover: organize your fridge for healthy eating every holiday. How do you do that? Well, you should make your organizing your fridge a important thing. Put healthy food where you can see it. Stock the fridge with water and healthy drinks. Keep good for you condiments in the side door, like mustard. Don't forget to healthy up your freezer either, and organizing steps so that calorie heavy foods are put out of sight and are tough to get. You might have to run around a track 4 or 5 times to get them, or run 4 miles to get. I don't know how to do that, but in any case, the point is you can have good plans every holiday so that you eat healthier. What are the other things in case you miss it this time? Well, now, if you will, diabetes is down, obesity up. Can it be? No, not so fast. The rate of diabetes is still increasing substantially. We've got to get rid of obesity for that. We'll talk next week about Hazen's latest data on your microbiome and how you, with just a little tweaking of your diet, can avoid a major blast of inflammation. He told us how you can avoid that blast of stuff and what some tricks are to do it. And I will tell you only one of them. You get those 2-baby aspirin with 1/2 glass of warm water before and afterwards every day. And then don't eat after 8:30 p.m. Those are some of my tweaks this week. That is, I'm going to throw out stuff. I'm going to go to bed 1 hour early. I'm going to do 10,000 steps every day. No excuses. I'm making a stop-do list. And then, if you will, yes, we're going to make sure that we take the 2-baby aspirin every evening with 1/2 glass of warm water before and afterwards. And I'm only cooking with stuff I'm giving it away. I'm only cooking with stuff that will stop inflammation. Those are keys. We'll be tell you about that next week. We also talked about the what other things does inflammation do? Yes, it causes depression and it causes brain rot. How can you beat the usual 1 to 3 pound holiday weight gain? It is to go spicy. That is, use a lot more spices. That spices up things, and make sure calorie dense foods are out of your sight. U.S. life expectancy is flat for the third year at 79, but everybody's getting to live longer. Death rates of everyone. How's that happening? Well, it's the populations that live shorter. The Mexican Americans are a greater percentage of our population. So although the U.S. is living the same, everyone in the U.S. is living longer than they did just 3 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 20 years ago. All of us, the trends are still continuing. It's just the demographics of the whole country are changing, so that as an average, we're living only till 78.9, as was before. Social jet lag, that's right. You've got to go to bed earlier, because if you go to bed at a same time every day, you decrease your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and strokes. Other stories. So we're going to talk about breastfeeding, and breastfeeding is good for the baby and good for you. Mothers who breastfed, well, we'll talk about that more next week. But I do want to tell you that the data are pretty clear. Mothers who breastfed, they live longer, they have less diabetes, they have less heart disease, they have less cancer, and the baby does better too. Better IQ, better a lot of things, less infections too. What other things should we do? Well, ways to avoid colds and flu when you fly. That's right. take along the hand sanitizer, take along those little packets of hand wipes, and wipe down your tray table, wipe down every surface, and then wipe your hands and make sure that you don't touch your hands to your face except when you eat, and make sure you use that hand sanitizer every time before you eat. The other, I think those are the biggest stories that we had this week. Other than Jenny Santee's story on the giving way to happiness. What did she tell us? She told us that the people who were happiest in life found a way of giving, whether it is time, and find those things that your children like to do. The Giving Way to Happiness is the Jenny Santee book. Jenny Santee, Deepak Chopra wrote the introduction, so this is really a very prominent person who's very young. I don't know whether she's 30 or 32. She looks very young in the pictures, but in any case, it's a very profound book of what she did to understand what makes people happy and how much giving makes you happy. We'll be right back next week with another original show of You, the Owner's Manual radio show. I really appreciate your listening. Thank you. It's my happiness as you listening. And thanks to Ben for great engineering as always. We'll be back next week.